Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberti. The 2024 December jobs report came out a few weeks ago, and it showed an increase of 256,000 jobs following a 212,000 gain in November. That was a little bit more than analysts expected, so we could say saints be praised and the country seems robust, but wait a minute, the market hated it. Not so fast, said Wall Street, and the Dow subsequently let go of a whopping 696 points on the day that statistics was announced, and it sent traders into the local bars at closing time to gulp down a couple of double martinis to ease the pain of it all. How can you say the market goes down when good jobs reports come out? Let me explain. You know, I miss the olden days when sanity ruled Mr. Market. Good economic news meant positive market movement. That was before the government guys tried to harness the winds of supply and demand that drove the market in the direction it wanted to go. Which is to say, let it freely meander to and fro in response to a healthy and vibrant U.S. economy that was the envy of markets everywhere. So the question becomes, what has happened? Where now good news on the economy causes the stock market to bleed red, and then bad news might cause a market rally? What? What happened was the repeated interventions by the Federal Reserve nearly every time the markets got a cold. So many times the Fed has intervened, messed with, manipulated, and basically tried to steer the market with monetary injections. Money injections, actually. The knee-jerk reaction by investors has now become, what will the Fed do in any response to economic news that may come out? Bad news might cause the Fed to juice the market by lowering interest rates, making credit easier and bailing out a bank or two. Good economic news might cause the Fed to do the opposite and tighten up on the money screws, causing markets to pull back. Investors now seem more concerned with Fed response to a positive or negative economic statistic than the actual health of the economy itself. What an odd investing world we live in. In other news, the Los Angeles fires no doubt will mean higher insurance rates for us homeowners. Our hearts go out to those victims and the families of the victims of the fire, of course. It's a terrible situation. Just last month, however, I penned an article discussing the solvency of the California Fair Plan insurance entity and how they might be, self-admittedly, one large fire away from insolvency. That was before the Palisades fire. Well, the news is now out that the latest fires in Southern California might be the costly insurance event for them in their history. I have seen social media chat that's suggesting Cal Fair is in shambles. Now, hold on a minute. I'm a Cal Fair agent, and they are still up and running, and at least now seem no worse for wear. I have no way of knowing their current financial picture, of course, but they continue to communicate and operate, at least from an agent's point of view. In the article I wrote, I mentioned Cal Fair may have to instigate assessment charges on policies throughout the state to cover shortfalls, much like a property tax bill where you get an invoice out of the blue for a new road or what have you. A fire assessment would send you a bill out of the blue to help cover costs. In the middle of the crisis, it's difficult to tell how this will all wash out for them and us and the victims, of course. But my guess is the federal or state governments, or maybe both, along with the insurance companies, will all have to contribute massive amounts of money to cover the costs of these fires. A bailout by somebody is in the cards. There's another event that may happen instead of a bailout, and it could be a bail-in, where you and I will be asked to contribute. It happens in a bank in Cyprus and other banks around the world on occasion, and it is a possibility. In conclusion, whatever happens, if you thought insurance rates of all kinds were high now, it's not rocket science to foresee even higher rates are in our future. For now, let us offer our prayers and support for those victims and their families, our first responders, and all those involved in bringing this horrid event to a close. That's it for today's Money Matters, and I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and this newscast expresses my opinion only and may not reflect the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is MoneyManagerRadio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cunaberti.